Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your tender mercy, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're asking you would you bless this radio broadcast to be acceptable in your sight and something that you would have it to be, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you would you continue to just help it to grow as you are, Lord, and bless it to spread all over this land and country with your ministry uplifting you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're just asking you would you bless something to be said or done on this show that would edify and uplift someone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Now the scripture today is Isaiah 40 and 31, and it reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." So that's the scripture for today. And I would like to introduce to you our guest for today. Mr. Rod Simmons is an emerging leader and expert in wellness. As a Cooper Institute certified, health promotion director, he has helped design and implement programs that have been recognized as the best in North Texas while helping companies save money and employees. He has written over 20 publications for local newspapers, businesses, newsletters, and online media resources have been featured. I'm reading off the computer. So he has been recognized as the best in North Texas while helping them save money, which is businesses and employees. He's written over 20 publications. He combines with 13 years of professional personal fitness experience with a spiritual and psychological approach in growing his business entitled Billboards Wellness 360. He is truly a total wellness architect. He's recognized by Ideal Fit as the highest-rated wellness lifestyle coach, sports conditioning professional, and personal trainer in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wow. As a respected writer, speaker, and wellness ambassador, he is committed to being a trusted resource in his community. And he reminds us that our first wealth is our health. I would like to welcome Mr. Rod Simmons to the show. Mr. Sims, are you on the line? Hello? Mr. Sims, are you on the line? Okay, Mr. Sims is not on the line, but he is calling right now. He just sent me a message. I was trying to look at my messages plus the radio show, but while he's trying to get on the show, I'm going to go ahead with the announcements, with some of the announcements. Okay. Please continue to tell your friends and family about the radio show, blogtalkradio.com, Frida Love. Gospel artists, poets, authors, and community leaders are welcome to submit their music and other things for the show. And Tuesday we will have Miss Carla Martin on the show. And excuse me right quick because I have to try to get our guest on the line. He's having a little bit of difficulties right now trying to get on the line. Also, be sure, let's see here. Also, be sure to check out Comedian Shingles' page and his radio station. Be sure to check out Miss Tierney LaShawn Bledsoe's radio station, which comes on tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. Mr. Sims, are you on the line? Mr. Sims, are you on the line? Mr. Sims? Okay. Excuse me just a second. He said it keeps ringing. All right. Sometimes technology is good, and we just have to be patient with it, because I see him on the line. Let's see here. Mr. Sims? Mr. Sims? Okay. Today the radio station does not want to work right. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to communicate with him right quick. And while I'm doing that, if you want to check out the other shows that's on the station, because I have to get the guests on the line. That's a must. I have to make sure he gets on the line. Check out the other stations and also check out my Facebook page with some of the health things that are related to the radio station. We're going to be talking about the brain, the stomach, and things of that nature. And so while I'm still trying to get him online, you can look over that. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see. Mr. Sims? Mr. Sims? Mr. Sims? Hello? Okay, I see him on here, but I just can't. Mr. Sims? All right, we're having some technical difficulties here, and we may have to reschedule, and that's just perfectly fine. We can start over, but Mr. Sims? Okay, I'm going to have to get creative here. Let's see. Now, this will be a good time for somebody to sing a praise and worship song. Let's see here. All right, we're still, let's see. He said he's called 3 times. All right. I'm going to try to give him another number, because sometimes this system, the sound in it is not of good quality. So let's see here if we can get it going. I gave him another number to call to see if he could get on, because he said it keeps ringing. And sometimes that happens. I mean, we just have to be flexible. Let's see here. All right, so I gave him another number. And we have 22 minutes left, and that should be pretty good time, sufficient time. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, so he's trying to call. Mr. Sims? Mr. Sims? Okay. Blog Talk is not doing right now. Mr. Sims? Let's see here. Okay. Please be patient with me. All right. What's happening is the system or the sound is not working. So I have an option. I can reschedule, which I am going to do. And it's going to be okay. We're going to be patient here, because technology, like I said, is good only when it works. So let's try it again. Let's see. All right. He's trying again. Mr. Sims?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, praise the Lord. You're on the phone? Yay.
I think it finally went through.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I think it's the system. I don't think it's you or I. I think it's the system.
No problem. It's not a problem.
Okay. So I've already introduced you. I know that you're one of the leading experts in fitness in Dallas. You've written a lot of publications. You deal with a lot of people and corporations. And so we'll just go ahead and get into the interview.
Okay.
And welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. How did you get started in the fitness industry?
Well, I think it kind of just goes back to always being involved in sports growing up. And specifically right before my last year in high school, I tore my ACL right at the beginning of my senior year in high school. And it kind of changed the way I viewed health and fitness and all that, and it kind of led me left me with another avenue, I guess, to explore just being what it really meant to be healthy. And once I went to college and once that ended and I was able to come back and begin my work with, you know, with individuals at gyms and, you know, private clubs and things like that, it kind of just opened up my eyes a little bit.
Okay, good. All right, can you tell me a little bit about your business, Billboard's Wellness Program in Dallas, and its ranking and why it's ranked that way?
Well, my business name is Billboard's Wellness 360, and basically what it allows is an opportunity for me to both educate and bring a little bit more of awareness to my community, to both the individuals and to the companies that, that I get a chance to work with, that allows me an opportunity to really educate people on what wellness is really about, hence the Wellness 360. A lot of people, when they hear wellness, they're just thinking about the physical wellness aspect, you know, working out and eating and things like that. But, it, you know, my education has told me that it's about more, you know, more than just working out. You know, a person has to be mentally well, emotionally well, you know, as well as being socially, intellectually, you know, even occupationally well, you know, what you're doing for a living, all those things, you know, play a role in how totally healthy we can be. And, you know, as well as far as my rating or ranking, I think it's the people I've had a pleasure of working with have done, you know, a tremendous job of being billboards of mine. You know, they represent me well. You know, when they look good, I look good. And when they feel well, you know, I look pretty good at that point too. But you know, IdeaFit.com has a rating. They are the world's largest provider of insurance and things like that for fitness professionals. And they have on their website their rating for the highest rating in Dallas-Fort Worth. And at this point, for the last about 2.5 years, I've been number one out of almost 3,000 fitness professionals in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Well, congratulations, because I know Dallas and Fort Worth is huge.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. I'm really blessed to work with the people that I've had the pleasure to so far.
Good. Okay. I'm going to ask you some of these questions about nutrition. What are three ways to lose the fat around one's stomach? What are three ways to do that you've researched and discovered?
As far as exercise or period? Because
as far as exercising and, you know, eating correctly.
Well, I could tell you that, you know, it is more than just the exercise, but there are a few exercises that do help, you know, keep the abdomen lean. But it's usually a lot of the things that we usually don't think about. A lot of people jump to doing crunches and sit-ups, but those things actually just add to the actual appearance of fat being around there. It actually has more of a bulky look. But I prefer things like, you know, doing plyometrics. You know, jumping, you know, jump training is what it would be called. Doing things like mountain climbers that I know a lot of people may not be as familiar with, but if you Google it or go on YouTube, there are plenty of videos to show people exactly how to do these movements. But the reason I asked if you were just asking from an exercise standpoint, because, you know, a lot of what we can do appearance-wise, especially with dealing with belly fat, you know, if a person was to make sure they sleep enough, you know, if they drink enough water, mm-hmm. you know, all those are also methods of, you know, getting rid of belly fat.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Tell me a little bit about nutrition as far as what are some good foods to consume to start your day and to end the day?
Well, you know, in the morning, I would always recommend a person eating something like steel oats or, you know, some oatmeal. You know, not the packaged stuff, because the packaged stuff is actually going to be wind up being worse for you. But even using the morning as a good time to put the fruits into our system, you know, is a good thing there, because we're literally breaking the fast that's been put on since whatever time we stopped eating the previous night. So it's good to it's good to always make sure that you do eat something, period, when you do wake up. But as far as before bed and things like that, any good mixture of your healthy carbs and a good protein, a mix of those would be sufficient. Eating something like nuts, you know, staying away from anything with caffeine, staying away from things with a lot of sugar. Really, you those are things that are gonna not only cause you to keep belly fat and things like that, but also cause you to have a poor night's sleep.
Right. Okay. Now, for beginners, what would a typical workout look like where they could actually see results?
Well, considering, you know, after considering, you know, as a beginner, I guess you would always have to see exactly where they are. So after doing some kind of assessment, I would definitely have to see, you know, can this person do the minimum requirements of at least 150 minutes of activity a week, which really is not a lot when you look at maybe 5 days, 3 to 5 days out of the week. You figure if it's a 5-day week, you're only talking about 30 minutes a day. And I know a lot of people talk about not having time, but if that beginner will set aside as little as 2 days, maybe 3 days, to do some resistance training where they're actually building some muscle, as well as basic activity on the rest of the days, maybe another 2 or 3 days, they're going to start seeing results within the first 7 to 10 days, you know. But I would always recommend them starting on a program that's going to, you know, maybe last anywhere from 12 to 16 weeks, you know, take it in phases, in periods, so you can make your necessary adjustments. But, you know, appearance-wise, it may take 7 to 10 days at the least, but the benefits on the inside start taking place almost immediately with a correct or appropriate activity. I mean, you're talking about something as simple as a 10-minute walk, you know, has the power to alter or change your attitude and mood for up to 2 hours, you know. So you can imagine what a specific workout, a customized workout, individualized workout can do for a person.
Okay. All right, so for individuals who don't like to go to the gym, what type of exercise program would you recommend?
Well,
they say, I want to be healthy.
Yeah, well, if they don't like going to the gym, they don't have to go to the gym. I mean, it's mainly about being active. You know, all of our bodies should be high-performance engines, and that just means we need to move them, you know, everything from putting the proper fuel in them to actually taking them out of the garage, if you will. I mean, if you don't want to go to that gym, you can always do some sitting and standing at home. You can always get you some resistance bands. You can make your own home gym. You can do wall push-ups. I mean, a person doesn't always just have to go get a gym membership that they may not use anyway, but just find ways of being more active. You know, find something that you do enjoy doing. Everything from playing basketball or something around the house to maybe your gardening or cleaning up, or, you know, all of those things are going to help you in expending energy.
Okay. All right. And how many times a day should one eat?
Well,
we know the standard is 3.
Yeah, yeah, and it's kind of a tricky proposition at times. I would definitely leave it up to an individual, but I would recommend that they're putting something in their system at least every 3 or 4 hours that they're awake, just because, you know, again, we want to keep our body satisfied, and we're not getting full, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, but we're keeping our body satisfied as far as putting the proper fuel in it. So now we're talking about just as long as a person is staying away from, you know, sugars, you know, staying away from simple carbs, you know, and focusing on putting more of the things that our body can actually use, like fruits and vegetables, you know, whole grains, those kind of things. You can get away with eating this as little as 4 times a day or as much as 6 times a day.
Okay.
What is the most challenging thing about being a wellness coach and why?
Well, I think probably the most challenging is getting people to emotionally and mentally buy into themselves, to believe in themselves. So many people stuck looking in the rear view at past failures that they can't see all of those as learning opportunities, as how they just prepared them for everything else that's going to be coming forward. And it's tough sometimes because you know that when a person comes to you and, for instance, they're talking about just losing weight, you know, that's the first thing they're going to tell you. At its most basic, they're going to say, I want to lose weight. But that's not the real why. They come to see someone like me. You know, I know that it's because of what it's doing to them emotionally or mentally or what it may be costing them financially, you know, what it may be costing them occupationally. But they're not happy with where they are, and to get them to see past what has already taken place in the past, to focus all their time, energy, and effort on moving forward and what they can actually do now, that's probably the toughest part, because still even with all of that, people won't allow themselves to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Now, surprisingly, we still have 8 minutes. I wanted to ask you a little bit about metabolism. What are some ways that we can help increase our metabolism? Because, you know, the older we get, the more it goes down. So what are some ways that we can do that? You know, I know exercise, but what are some other ways?
Well, definitely building muscle is going to be key, because we do want to raise our metabolism. And obviously the more muscle we have, I'm not saying that women should go turn into G.I. Jane or anything like that, or guys turn into Lee Haney, but build some muscle, because, you know, our body, number one, it looks better, functions better that way, but all of our body systems are going to benefit from that activity. A person eating often enough, regular enough, not skipping meals, you know, those things are going to be key.
Okay. And since you said about skipping meals, so which meal should be our largest?
I would say, and this, again, is going to depend on what you're doing during it, you know, over the course of a day. If you're a sedentary person, you know, at whatever point during the day that you're at your most active, that's probably mm-hmm. when you would get away with getting your largest meal in. But,
that's right.
You know, it's going to come down to, you know, are you eating because of what you did, or are you eating because of what you're going to do? And we got to start looking at fueling again for moving forward and what we're going to be doing with it. You know, can my body use it or not?
Right, that's correct, yes. Now, do you have any concluding words for our listeners before I ask you about your contact information?
I would just, you know, just tell, you know, whoever it is, you know, this is the last quarter of the year, and a lot of people right now are in one of two camps, or they're shifting their thoughts toward, you know, turning off, getting as healthy as they can be right now, because they know that the holidays are coming up, and they're going to start talking about New Year's, this and that, but it makes no sense to me to wait till next year to spend all of that time leading up to next October at this time, you know, trying to get back to this weight that you're at today, or this size, or this feeling, whatever. You know, take advantage of now. Finish this this year the way that it's supposed to be finished. You know, set some short goals that you can obtain and keep being successful. Take steps toward it every day. Believe in yourself, and if you can't do it by yourself, call on somebody else.
Okay. And this is a really good topic. Now, we still have 5 minutes. I have one more question. So if someone was to come to you for a consultation, what would you do? I know you would assess them first. Then what else would they go through?
Well, the consultation process is typically, you know, someone will contact me, or if it's a referral or whatever, I have a series of questions and things like that I like to use. So I like to get as much information as possible. So it includes exercise history, you know, a little bit about their, you know, what's in their kitchen. I have a kitchen makeover questionnaire and things like that just kind of help me get, you know, get everything kind of out on the table a little bit. You know, I can see where they are from a mental standpoint with the questions that I ask, but then after we do move from that to do the actual assessing, I have real numbers to put to what's going on, and that person don't have to guess. And that consultation, pretty much, you know, we're going to meet this. It may take as little as 30 minutes or as much as an hour, but we're going to leave from that having a realistic picture of where a person can go based on them being real with where they are.
Okay, good. Now, how are individuals able to contact you?
Either calling my number, which is 469-667-6492, emailing me, billboards360@gmail.com, and that is billboards with a Z, 360@gmail.com, or visiting 360wellfit.com. You know, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, whatever person wants to do. I like to think I'm pretty easy to find, so.
Okay. And once again, I appreciate your endurance with, speaking of fitness, continuing to try to call the line. We had some difficulties, and I apologize for that.
It's no problem. No problem.
That tells me a lot about your work ethics. You keep trying till you get it. I like that. So, whew, I was struggling. But thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm going to try to do some announcements. Did you have anything else you want to share, or was that it?
No, ma'am, I'm good. I definitely appreciate you and what you do, and allowing me to talk for a few minutes. And, you know, I look forward to talking to you again.
Sure, we'll connect. And I thank you so much, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Okay, so that was our guest, Mr. Rod Sims, and he gave you his contact information. I'm going to try to go down this list very quickly. Be sure to check out Ms. Tierney LaShawn Bledsoe at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. She will be on the radio, Blog Talk Radio. It's NIMCOM Radio, NIAMCOM. So please be sure to check her out. Be sure to check out Comedian Shingles on Thursday, as he will interview Mr. Byron Cage. That should be exciting. Be sure, if you're an alumni, to go to the La Vega ISD website and go under alumni and submit your information for the directory. I have very little font, so that's why I'm squinting my eyes and trying to figure out what I put on here. Also, once again, tell your friends and family about the radio show, and it is blogtalkradio.com/ Freda Love, FREDALOVE. Let's see what else. Continue to send me emails. I have a lot of great artists who I didn't know about who will come on my show as well. Poets, authors. I have a lot of great individuals. So continue to Facebook me under ALFREDA or FREDALOVE. Continue to Facebook me so that you can keep up with what is going on, because I'm going to start having new. I'm going to start having newsletters out on Friday. If you are a UNT student, they're having Family Day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On tomorrow, we will have Psalmist Carla Martin. On Wednesday, we'll have Hollywood actress Miss Michelle V. And on Saturday, that's the UNT. And then Sunday, of course, we're going to go back to our normal schedule, which is Who Are You Flying With? The Birds, the Eagles, or the Buzzards. So be sure to tune in. Once again, I would like to apologize for our sound. And if someone asks you what that smile is all about, tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Goodbye, everybody.